It's Prell, P-R-E-L-L, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Tonight we visit with the Rileys for the last time until Friday night, August 27th. And on this au revoir, till we meet again on future Friday night, we see a new Chester Riley. Not the weary toiler chained to the wheel of industry, but a man who has dropped all workaday cares and is preparing to leave on a vacation.
Hank! Hank, I'm home.
Hello, dear.
Hi,
hello, Pop. Hank, kids, you're looking at a free man. I just punched my last time card. I'm a retired man.
Well, only for 2 weeks, Pop.
Yeah, but it just seemed like a lifetime. I can hardly believe it. Monday, we hit the open road. What a wonderful feeling. I feel like a kid again. I feel like doing handsprings. I think I will.
No, Riley, wait.
Why not? Didn't I used to do handsprings to amuse Babs and Junior when they were little kids? Stand back.
Oh, Riley, are you hurt?
No. No. Oh. I guess these kids aren't as young as they used to be.
Junior, help me help Daddy up.
No, I'm okay, baby.
Well, take it easy, Pop. You don't want to spend your vacation in the cast.
Oh, don't worry. That couldn't happen. Nothing can spoil this vacation. Lady Luck is smiling on us. She's got a grin so wide I can see her tonsils.
Riley.
Well, what's the matter, Peg? You look worried.
Riley, just before you came home, we got a telegram.
Well, don't open it. I ain't going to let nothing spoil our vacation.
But, dear...
It may be an emergency. We'll open it when we get back.
Well, I already opened it.
Bad news?
It's from my father. He left New York yesterday, and he'll be here Monday.
Oh, good news.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way about Papa. I was afraid you'd make a fuss.
Why should I? Monday, we won't be here.
Right. We can't go away. After all, he's my father.
I ain't giving up our vacation just because your mother made a mistake.
Now, Riley, I know you're kidding, but there's no reason my papa can't come along. I'll wire him to meet us at Pine Tree Auto Lodge.
Now he pays his own way.
Well, of course.
You sure? Can he afford it?
Don't worry about Papa. Can we afford it?
Oh, don't worry. I've been saving for this all year. Right now, I got $100 in my special vacation fund in the bank, ain't I?
Well, all right, dear. To tell you the truth, I could really use a vacation.
Fine, I'm tired of watching you wash dishes. That's why lately I've been going bowling right after dinner.
Oh, you've been so brave.
And I'm a guy who provides for his family. I look ahead. When we got married 17 years ago, I promised you a vacation in a hotel. And I never go back on my word.
Now, there you have one side of the new, happy, pleasure-bound Riley. But now, as our hero enters his bank to withdraw the $100 that'll make his vacation dream a reality, he becomes yet another man. Riley, the financial wizard, who swings with an easy stride to the teller's window and says,
I'll take it in singles.
I beg your pardon? Oh, Mr. Riley.
I'm closing out my account today. Vacation, you know.
I have your statement right here. Now, let's see now.
I'll take it in singles.
Certainly, sir. One, two.
Well, that ain't all. Keep counting.
10, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. $2.19.
What do you mean, $2.19? Where's the rest of it?
That's all there is, Mr. Riley.
Don't give me that. I wasn't born yesterday. I can read, you know. It says on the front window, assets over $300 million. So don't try to tell me you only got $2.19 in this bank. Come on, fork over some assets.
Mr. Riley, the balance in your account is only $2.19.
That is a lie. Look at my bank book here. I've been depositing $2 a week for 50 weeks. That's $100. Are you denying that?
No, but your book doesn't show withdrawals, and there are quite a few.
No. Yeah, I guess there was a few small emergencies here and there, but...
Here's a withdrawal, $10 last October.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, well, look, let's not be so technical. Be a sport. Don't be like them other tellers with no guts. Give me the $100, huh?
I'd like to, sir,
you
but...
You won't miss it. This is a big bank. You've got 100 branches. That's only $1 a branch.
And then in November, you withdrew $15.
I'll take 50.
Christmas, you withdrew...
I'll take 25.
In April, you...
25, and that's my final offer.
You made 3 withdrawals in May.
Give me the $2. I'm quitting while I'm ahead.
But all is not lost. For outside the bank doors, fate is waiting. Fate in the person of one Thomas Malloy, an old Brooklyn friend of Riley's, and currently employed as a gardener at one of California's most exclusive all-year resorts, the Escudero State Prison Farm. And as Riley stumbles out of the bank, he bumps smack into Fate.
Hey! Watch out, look where you're going.
Well, excuse me,
Hey, wait! Ain't you Riley?
Yeah, but I...
Chester Riley?
Yeah, that's right, but I...
Dog-Face Riley?
Yeah, but...
Well, for crying out loud! I knew you the minute I seen you. You ain't changed a bit.
Hey, wait a minute. You're Malloy, ain't you?
Yeah.
Tommy Malloy?
Yeah, that's me.
Take your hat off.
It's off. Flathead Malloy. You remember?
Hiya, Flathead.
Hiya, Dogface.
Where'd you get to California?
Been here 15 years.
No kidding. I've been out here 10. You live in Los Angeles or in Baja, California?
No. Up north at the farm. Yeah, I'm down here with the missus on my vacation.
Farm? What farm is that?
Escudero Farm.
Escudero?
Don't tell me you've been in California all these years. You never heard of the Escudero State?
Oh, yeah, Escudero. Well, sure. Sure heard of it. Up around San Diego.
No, the other way. Near San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, sure. You work there?
Yeah, good job. Gardener. Got my own little cottage. Beautiful spot. Lake, woods. But I like to get away a couple of weeks every year, you know. You get tired of seeing the same old faces.
Yeah. I feel like that, too. The trouble is, I ain't got no place to go on my vacation.
Hey, I'm in the same fix. I couldn't get a hotel room here in town. So the missus is staying with a cousin, and I'm at the Y. Ain't much fun.
Malloy?
What's the matter, Riley? Let go of my lapel.
Malloy, this is Faith. I got a house for you right here in town.
You have whose?
Mine. You can stay there 2 weeks rent-free.
Well, where are you going to stay, Riley?
Up at your cottage.
You wouldn't want to do that.
Why not? You said it's beautiful up there.
Oh, sure, but after all, it's still not the type
Malloy,
place.
Malloy, I'm desperate. I can't face my family unless I got a place. You got to trade with me.
Well, it's okay with me.
Oh, thanks, Malloy.
You always did have peculiar ideas. I'll wire the superintendent and tell him you're coming.
That's a deal. Here's the key to my house.
Where's the address?
The address is on the key.
Oh.
We leave tomorrow morning. You can move in any time you want.
Okay, only are you sure you want to go to the farm? Your family...
They'll love it. Malloy, I can't tell you how I appreciate this. Well, so long, pal. As the saying goes, I'll see you in jail.
You ain't kidding.
How much farther to this place,
Won't
Pop?
Be long now. We'll make it before midnight. Gee, it was swell of Muley Durkin to lend me his car.
Yes, but my back's still sore from cranking it.
I know, Dumplin', but cheer up. Next time it's Babs' turn.
We're on the right road this time. Oh, what a way to start a vacation. We can't even find the place we're going to. And heaven only knows what we'll find when we do get there. At least we know what Pine Tree Lodge is like.
Oh, Pine Tree Lodge. What do they got there? A couple of pine trees, dried up lake.
Oh, I don't see what fun you can have on a farm.
Now, will you all quit griping and relax? We're on a vacation. Believe me, going to this farm is the best thing could happen to us.
Hey, Pop, I think this is it.
Yeah. Look at this big gate. Wait, I'll switch on my bright lights. Here, you see?
Hey, here comes a guy, Pop.
Yeah. Hiya, is this the Escudero Farm?
That's right. State your business.
My name is Riley.
Riley?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're staying in Malloy's cottage.
Uh-huh.
It's right up the road. First cottage on your left. Can't miss it.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, I'll open the gate.
Oh.
You may enter.
Some gate. I guess you need it to keep the riffraff out.
Out? That's very jolly.
Well, here we are, gang. Kind of dark to see, but this place sure looks neat. Look at that lawn peg and those flowers. Hey, this is pretty swank.
Riley, that man at the gate, was he wearing some kind of uniform?
Well, yeah. I think he was. Hey, you know what? They must have paying guests at this farm. Lots of stylish farms work that way, huh?
But why the uniform?
Well, because he's the bellhop, that's why.
A bellhop?
Sure.
With a gun?
Well, sure, in case the guests don't tip him. What gun?
Junior, did you say that man had a gun?
Well, I think so.
Oh, come on. He's seeing things. What would a bellhop want with a gun? Well, here's the cottage. Oh, gee, it's cute.
Oh, let's not unpack. Let's go right to bed. I'm dead. We got to be up early and meet my father at the station.
Yeah.
Help me with these bags, please.
Yeah, okay, sis.
Smell that air. Peg, I can hardly believe we're here. Our first real vacation together.
It's wonderful, dear.
You know, Peg, we should have put a little item in the society page. You know, like, just arrived at the Escudero Farm for an indefinite stay is Chester A. Riley and his ball and chain. Well, good morning, kid.
Good morning, Pop.
Good morning, Daddy.
Have a good night's sleep?
Oh, swell.
Oh, my room's really lovely.
You see, I told you you'd like it up here. Leave it to me. The old man never steers you wrong.
Mother up yet?
No, I let her sleep. You kids been outside yet?
Not yet.
Well, I think I'll take a look around. How do you like this get-up, huh? White shoes, green flannels, blue jacket, red beret. Sporty, huh?
Daddy, don't you think you're a little too sporty for a place like this?
Oh, no. Green flannels are... you really think it's a little too dressy, huh? I wouldn't want the men around here to think that I'm putting on the dog. I wonder what's the right kind of outfit for a place like this, huh?
Oh, look, there's a couple of men out there across the lawn.
Oh, yes, they're just wearing blue denim and no shirt.
Oh, informal. Well, then I'll wear my blue denim, too. Then they won't think I'm snooty or something. I just want to be one of the boys.
What are they doing there?
Well, it looks like they're driving spikes into the ground.
What are they doing that? Oh, I know. They're going to pitch horseshoes. Nothing like a game of horseshoes before breakfast. Junior, get me my blue denims and no shirt. I think I'll join the gentlemen.
Hiya, Mac.
Hi. You're new in here, ain't you?
Yeah, just got in last night. You guys been here long?
Yeah, 3 months.
A year for me.
A year? Say, you must like it. I wish I could stay that long.
You hear that, Joe?
First, I didn't know if I was going to be at Pine Tree Lodge or Laguna Beach, but I'm lucky I wound up here.
First, I didn't know if I was going to be in Alcatraz or San Quentin. I'm lucky I wound up here, too.
That's a good one. You got a sense of humor, brother.
You ain't doing so bad yourself.
You married?
Yeah.
I'd like your wife to meet my wife.
I don't think it could be arranged, Mac. A little woman's doing a stretch up at the Tehachapi. They call her Stir Crazy Stella.
Tehachapi, huh? And I bet your kids are in sing sing.
Only the older one. The little kid turned state's evidence.
State's evidence? I like the way you guys talk. You ain't snooty. Here, let me give you a hand with that sledgehammer.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll steal a quick smoke.
Oh, this is fun.
Hey, he's got a load of the comic here, Fingers.
Yeah, a regular red skeleton.
Hey, watch it, Fingers. Here comes the bad news.
What'd you say, fellas?
Hey, you guys. They need 3 men to clean out the stables. Get going on the double.
Hey, wait. Don't go, fellas. We're going to pitch horseshoes.
You're what?
I said we're going to pitch horseshoes. You want to clean the stables, buddy? Clean them yourself. Come on, fellas, get the horses.
I must be hearing things.
Well, that's not all you're going to hear if you don't beat it.
What?
How do you like that guy? Smart Alec Bellhop trying to tell the guests what to do.
Why?
You get such fresh help nowadays.
Why, you line up, all of you.
Hey, fellas, what are you putting your hands up for? Don't let him scare you just because he's pointing a gun at you. A gun? Don't shoot. I'll put my hands up. They're up. Look. Higher than anybody's. But
the wise guys are always the yellow bellies. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. They sent you to a nice prison farm when you ought to be in the pen. Well, I'll show you. About face. To the warden's office. March! No talking. Shut up!
But you don't know who I am. My name is... I forgot my name. What's my name? I can't... Oh, Riley. I'm Riley.
Oh! You're the guy staying up at Malloy's cottage?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife...
Why didn't you say so? Go on back to the cottage and stay away from the prisoners.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't know. You're not kidding me, are you? This is really a prison farm? It ain't a summer resort?
If it is, then this is the first summer resort where every guest has a lawyer trying to cancel his reservation.
A prison farm. What will my wife say? What will my kids and my father-in-law when he hears I took my family to a prison? They're hanging an innocent man.
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment.
More people are buying more Prel than ever before.
Yes, Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo. More people are buying more Prel for two reasons.
First, for a more radiant you, it's Prel Shampoo. Because Prel leaves hair more gloriously radiant than any soap shampoo, cream or liquid. It can't leave a dulling soap film. And after a Prel shampoo, your hair is dreamy soft. Satin smooth, easy to care for.
Second, Prel removes embarrassing dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Leaves hair sparkling clean, well-groomed.
And shampooing is fun with that Prel tube. No messy jars, no slippery bottles.
And Prel goes farther than any other known shampoo, cream, or liquid, because it's concentrated for economy. So try Prel, the only radiant cream shampoo.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
By Prel. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Riley, what on earth?
Peg.
Why, you look as if you've seen a ghost. What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing. Peg, start packing.
What? What are you talking about?
Let's go home. I don't like it here. I feel all cooped up.
Well, you were the one who insisted.
I know, but I was wrong. Listen, I ain't perfect. I admit it. Now, let's go home.
Now, look, in the first place, your friend Malloy's got our house. In the second place, my father will get here today.
But, Peg...
You're too used to the city, dear. You feel strange, naturally. Oh, come on, give it a chance. We can always leave. After all, we're not in prison.
Let's go home.
Riley, you don't make sense. Now, come on, I haven't even been out yet. Show me that.
No, don't go out.
Oh, darling, what's wrong, dear?
Nothing. Just let's go home, Peg.
Oh, Mother,
Dad, Babs, you were out there. Come in quick. Shut the door.
Well, Daddy, what's wrong? Your father has decided he doesn't like this place. Well, why not? I think it's swell. Oh, I met some awfully cute fellows. And how those farm boys got a line. One of them said I'm the most beautiful girl he's seen in 10 years.
Oh, no.
I'm going to like him here. Oh.
Pop.
What is it, Junior?
A guy just took a shot at me.
What?
I didn't do anything. I was just climbing a fence.
Are you sure? Riley, what kind of a place is this? Why should somebody try to shoot Junior?
Well, the hunting season. That black and white sweater he's wearing, they mistook him for a skunk.
Riley, you're hiding something from me.
Well, I...
Oh, come in.
Mrs. Riley, here's a dozen eggs for you. Compliments of the warden.
The warden?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Warden.
No, the warden.
Well, what warden?
Of the prison farm.
What prison farm?
Escudero State Prison Farm.
Where's that?
Where's that? Don't look now, madam, but you're in it. Today.
Chester Riley.
Now, let's look at the bright side. We've all got ourselves pegged.
Chester Riley, you brought us...
But Peg...
You... I'm speechless.
But, Peg, I can explain.
I'm speechless.
Peg, it was all...
I'm absolutely speechless.
I know you're speechless, but let me get a word in edgewise.
How could you? Oh, never mind me or your children. But my father, who is it?
Please, Meg. Don't cry. I can't stand people who cry.
hurting your family.
I know, Peg, I know. Anything you say, I deserve. You can't feel any worse than I do. Just say the word and I'll go up to the warden and ask him to give me the chair. Believe me, I'm no good on earth. Digger.
Greetings, folks. You're all looking fine. Very natural.
Digger, what are you doing here?
I'm visiting an unfortunate friend of mine who was ensconced here. A member of my profession. They caught him juggling his figures.
Oh.
They nabbed him before he had a chance to cover up.
You mean he's a prisoner here? How awful.
Well, he's not too unhappy. They put him to work doing something he likes. He's out in the field all day. Landing.
Mr. O'Dell, how did you know we were here?
I saw your dear little lad, Junior, running in here. What on earth are you doing on a prison farm?
Riley brought us up here on a vacation.
Well, it was a mistake.
Yeah, Digger. Some vacation.
Riley, how could you do such a dastardly deed?
I know, Digger. I deserve to be laid out.
Sorry, I'm on a vacation myself. But what are you dear people going to do? You can't stay here.
And we can't go home. Somebody's living in our house. And my father's coming. Oh, this is awful.
Easy, Mrs. Riley. I always like to size up the problem and carry it out. Eureka, I had it.
What, Digger?
I have a cottage I go to on my vacation, not far from here. You're all invited to join me.
Oh, no, we couldn't impose.
Nonsense. I insist. There's oodles of room.
Oh, Digger, you're a lifesaver. I'll never be able to thank you. Bad Peg, get the bags. Let's get out of here right away. We'll meet your father at the station.
Well, all right. Come on, children.
Your cottage, is it far from here, Digger?
You take Highway 395. Turn left at Marble Canyon. Keep going till you get to Monument City. Don't stop there. It's a ghost town. Head south toward the Black Mountains. And when you cross the county line, there you are.
Where?
Death Valley. And I'll be waiting for you. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Okay, let's go. Close the door, Junior. What time is your father's train get in, Peg?
9:30.
Just make it. I can't wait to get out of this joint.
Riley, don't you think you better stop and get a pass?
We don't need a pass.
But I think you do need a pass to get out.
Not me. We can get out without a pass. You see, the gate is open.
Well, at least stop at the gate and tell the man.
I ain't stopping for nothing. I can't get out of here fast enough.
But, Riley,
please, Peg, let me handle this. Did I ever steer you wrong?
Hey, Pop, look, the man at the gate is waving at us.
All right, so wave back. Goodbye, goodbye. Well, we're out. What did I tell you? No trouble at all. Now, everybody relax and forget what's behind us.
Riley, stop the car. They think we're escaping.
I come to the conclusion that it'd have to be a pretty smart bullet to find my brain. I tell you, folks, it's a losing fight.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. Everyone's praising Wonderful Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. From Dunkirk, New York, Mrs. Peter J. Powers writes,
my blonde hair has always been dull and drab looking, but things are different since I discovered Prel. Thanks to Procter & Gamble, I've found the ideal shampoo for me.
Friends, one trial and you'll agree. Prel leaves hair more radiant than any soap shampoo. Removes unsightly dandruff quickly. Join the millions who ask for Prel.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
Where's your father, Peg?
Oh, he went for a walk with the kids. He loved it here.
That's a gorgeous spot, all right.
It's beautiful. Oh, it's very sweet of you, Mr. O'Dell, to invite us here.
The pleasure is all mine. I enjoy having people around that you can talk to. It's a nice change.
Ah, Tumplin, we're going to have a great vacation.
No thanks to you, number 10654.
Now, Peg, don't be like that. Forgive and forget. Be yourself.
All right, dear. I guess you can't help being yourself.
That's the way I like to hear you talk, Tumplin. Remember, this is our first real honeymoon. Come on, give me a little kiss, huh?
Oh,
don't mind me, folks. Go right ahead. I'll just lie here and play dead.
Folks, this is Riley, alias William Bendix, wishing you a very pleasant summer and hoping you'll help us live the life of Riley when we return to the air in 8 weeks. We'll be back on Friday night, August 27th. Remember, won't you? Starting August 27th, we'll be visiting with you on Friday night instead of Saturday on the same station. And we're looking forward to seeing you all. So, until then, good luck.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again on Friday night, August 27th, to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, in the future, The Life of Riley on Friday night. The script is by Reuben Schiff and Alan Lipscott. Direction by Mitch Lindemann. Music by Lou Kozloff. This is Riley's Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Junior is Tommy Cook. Babs is Barbara Eiler. And Malloy is Alan Reese. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. And remember, for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L, Prell Shampoo.
In the factory. On the farm. In the home.
Hey, Mom, where's the lava soap?
Where's the lava soap? Wherever hands get extra dirty, you will find L-A-V-A, Lava Soap. Because in every inch of Lava's snowy lather, 50,000 tiny scrubbers get the deep dirt from skin crevices, between fingers, around knuckles and nails. Yes, Lava gets the deep dirt and grime ordinary wash-ups miss. With Lava, hands soiled by machine oil, grease, dirt, come sparkling clean in 30 to 50 seconds. Mrs. James Diggins of Cambridge, Massachusetts says,
I drive a taxi, and the grime I pick up from the steering wheel from changing tires is plenty tough to get off. But it's no match for Lava soap. Lava gets my hands really clean, quick.
Yet, Lava is gentle enough even for children's tender skin. So get the soap that gets the dirt. Get Lava soap.
This is Ken Niles reminding you to listen again on Friday night, August 27th, when Prell will again bring you The Life of Riley. And now stay tuned for Truth or Consequences. Good night and happy summer!
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.